grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, love boat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pet, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in. Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Tess knows where it's at. Right off the bat, we've got a text saying dak weeds is not a narcotic drug. It's a herbal leaf.
Love it.
Hot take, right off the bat.
Dak weeds.
Bring in your dak weed story to 5395 and join the conversation with Chris Fowley from The Hemp Store.
Welcome, Chris.
Good afternoon.
Kia ora. Have you cycled down the hill? You walked down the road?
No, I walked at a brisk pace. In fact, I put on a jersey because it's a bit chilly. It's got a bit chilly in tropical Auckland. Okay. But then I regretted it. It's actually not so chilly. So there's your weather update, everyone. Speaking of nice places and places to be if we could, place of the week, my nomination is Thailand. Thailand has announced plans to decriminalise cannabis, and in fact it would have gone through yesterday, or maybe today, probably today our time.
Aren't they the one of the staunchest and one of the places which has the harshest penalties for drug offences?
They
certainly were, yeah. And so This is part of the rolling back of that, and they've been doing it for about a year or so now. They've started with medical, and they're so into it, they kind of want to dominate the supply a bit. They've probably got their sights on exporting to here, maybe. Mm. And that would be kind of cool, because a lot of the New Zealand genetics is Thai, from the old Buddha sticks and Thai sticks of the 70s. You know, that's kind of where it all came from, these sativa-dominant strains. And the Prime Minister over there, he'll happily pose at press conferences with Mr. Weedy, I think his name is, or Dr. Weedy or something. They have an official mascot for their medical cannabis scheme in Thailand.
Oh, that's like all we needed, a mascot.
Weedy leafed guy with spectacles on.
Googly eyes?
Yeah, big googly eyes with spectacles, looking like a weed leaf, but dressed as a doctor. And that's
that
their
now.
Official mascot. And they have the Prime Minister will like pose with them in that. It's pretty cool. So but you know what they've found is like here, when it stays illegal on the main law, it creates all these problems with the medical and with the hemp and that too. So what they're doing today is decriminalising cannabis in their main drug law, and then that frees the way for medical. And eventually, in the next year or two, they're saying they'll have a regulated market for adults. And then we'll all be by then going, let's go to Thailand, please.
People are already doing that. Thailand is a super fun place. Oh my God, there's a crazy mascot. We're looking
at
it right now.
It kind of looks like a snork.
Looks like something out of little Shop of Horrors or something. I have actually smoked cannabis in Thailand. It was hard work though. I hung out at like a reggae bar for like maybe a week.
Wow. just milling around,
and then finally got a session. I had tobacco in it. Fucking sucked, but it was worth it. I wonder where the king stands on this, because they follow the royal kind of situation. So he must just be like, "Yeah, bring the weed in. It's mint."
Yeah, maybe got turned on to the medicine. Maybe.
Sure. Good to hear, though, man. That is a massive get, I reckon, because John's right. They're violently against it, or they were.
Absolutely. And almost like the poster child for that. Like when you think about over-the-top militaristic responses to you know, a healing herb, you know, they've always been the place and that part of the world. And so it is pretty amazing. And it's happening in the same week that, boy, has it flipped around to us, because the police, it's been revealed, have put in, and in fact, we were among the first to break it last week, well, spread the rumour at least, that the police have put back in place their helicopter eradication program that was put on hold last summer.
We yet to have confirmation on this, but it's a lot of speculation flying around.
There is. Well, it's reached Chloe Swarbrook. She asked a question in Parliament. It's not on the Parliament's website yet. That doesn't seem to be updated since the 15th of December, as I've had a look. Certainly she's lodged the question and asked the question of the police, and the media got on their case, and the police are saying pretty much what they said last summer, which is that the national program is over, but that individual or they're not doing it, I should say, and that individual districts can apply for funding, and the pool of funding's quite small. They're limiting it to, it's 700k, which is a lot less than they used to spend on the national one. Last summer, none of these districts applied, so it didn't happen, and what they've said to staff this week, or yesterday I think it was that some have applied,
or
are intending to. They're not saying where or who or when, There's a bit of a concern, and there's a few reasons why, of course, the futility of it. I mean, they used to, and to fill people in, this is where the police get in planes and helicopters and surveil properties and public spaces, but also private properties too. Things that would normally require a search warrant if they wanted to just turn up and look in your garden, but because mm-hmm. they're in a helicopter, they're hovering above, that seems to somehow get around that. And then they either are dangling a poison spray, which is Roundup dyed blue, or they're coming later to grab it. And you know, I've seen that the blue sprayed cannabis being sold, people bringing it into the shop are complaining of coughing up blood after smoking it. So it clearly does reach the illicit market still. I hear that anecdotally from lots of people. They see the helicopters and run out there and try and rinse it off. So it doesn't actually prevent it getting to the market. Instead, it makes it more harmful. And the reason they do this, of course, is the old way. They used to just either haul out, you know, plants heavily laden in seeds and actually spread them around everywhere. Right?
Like gorse.
Oh, incredible. Or they do a big bonfire, and there was a famous one a few years ago. I think it was Tubangi, and people were just like hanging out down the road in the cloud of smoke.
Does secondhand smoke work?
There was an alert on the radio. Hey, everyone, get down to the...
Free cones. Government cone.
Okay, so no idea which regions or districts have applied for use of this money for
whoever can afford
surveillance.
I mean, it could be a bit of a, you know, just saying it, you mm-hmm. know, so that people stop growing. So what we need is to get to the bottom of it, and that's what we're here for. So what we've done is set up a little online thing. It's on the normal website, but you can also go to our Facebook page, Normal OrgNZ, or on the Facebook, and it's the tip-off page.
Okay.
You can fill out your little anonymous tip-off and tell us if you see that helicopter with the little poison spray.
What does the helicopter look like? Is it a spray thing attached to different helicopters?
What they were flying around Auckland was the Air Force helicopter.
Is it white and blue?
That's what I used to see each year. I live out in the Waitakere Ranges, and if you live somewhere like that, it's a stereotypical place, or the West Coast beaches, or the islands of the Gulf, anywhere that's stereotypical.
Like a
they were flying
army
over
green.
It's army grey is their ones, and it was Air Force people, Air Force grey, I should say, Air Force people in it, and they hovered right over my head as I came out with the whole house shaking, right over a power line, the snorkel dangling. They're looking at every single plant, really lingering to look.
Yeah.
And so that, to me, that just put, when a personal experience like that, it puts a lie to this thing that they're going out looking for commercial crops. They're looking in someone's back garden and looking for individual single plants. So, is this the best thing the police should be doing in the wake of the referendum result? That really is the question.
Is it a police decision, or is it coming from the government?
It's definitely a police decision. And in fact, they're leaving it to individual districts to make that decision and to apply for this fund.
Ooh.
And going back to that fund, even though it's only 700K and it's multi-millions, what this is when they seize assets off criminals under the proceeds of crime. This used to all be, of course, cannabis growers up until a few years ago. And now they've been targeting the actual serious crimes. But there's a limited pool of that they make available. But if that... The point here is, if it's not spent on helicopters and flying around, you know, joyriding and that, it's spent on drug education and treatment and things that actually matter and make a difference. Yeah. So, there's an opportunity cost with this helicopter stuff. It might be good fun for the guys doing it. They get to play with a fancy helicopter and have a fly around. I don't know if it's fun or not, but,
It'll be fun.
Definitely
it'll
be fun.
Yes, trust me, it'll be fun.
It'll be like a video game.
It's
dangerous
work as well, though.
If you've ever been in a helicopter before, you'd know it's fun.
A little bit like, oh, there's someone on a bike. Just leak some of that stuff out. Just having fun with it. Hey, we've had a text in here. I've got a script for Tilray, which is with THC, but is way less effective than the script I get from my green fairy. The Tilray isn't medical cannabis. P.S. Can they spray private property? Triple question marks.
Well, as to that question, yes, they can and they do. we've had reports of them spraying into waterways, up the sides of houses, over people's caravans, their vegetable gardens. They say that they don't, but they also say that they follow the aviation rules, which say they've got to be 300 metres up, and they don't do that. So, they can't possibly do that and also spray. So they routinely breach the aviation rules, and that's apparently one of the reasons they use the Air Force, so I've been told. But anyway, it'd be great to have some tip-offs if people are actually seeing it with that snorkel down below, or ground crews in action, or any other inappropriate behaviour. Inappropriate behaviour by police. If it's cannabis-related, we want to know.
Mm.
So normal OrgNZ/tip-off.
Policing the police. There's no risk in that.
Any hot take on the quality of the Tilray product versus Green Fairy product?
I think Tilray is a very good product. It has to be to meet all those standards and be the kind of biggest in the world.
Just doesn't have the THC grunt that this text is after, it would seem.
Yeah, and you know, it is one option, and maybe there are other formulations or other types that would be more effective. I mean, one of the things is Tilray is... it's gone through decarboxylation, which makes it active at room temperature, you know, so you don't have to smoke it, and right. That's normally what people want. Sometimes you might want the acid form, which is the form that you get in fresh cannabis or hemp usually. So, you know, there's definitely room for more products to be out there. And, you know, ask your doctor, and if things aren't available locally, you're allowed to, or your doctor or your pharmacy is allowed to import some on your behalf. So if you want a particular formulation and it's not available, then just, you know, badger them to get it in for you.
Get the mixture right. And another hot take here. Rule number one in business, use your budget before the end of the financial year or you won't get the same funding next year. Got to keep that copter flying. Probably pretty right on hot take, I'd say.
Could be a bit of that. Yeah. Yep.
John's doing the little duck face, kind of like,
yep. Chris nodded as well. Everyone's nodding.
You're nodding.
Duck face, kind of smelling something in midair face. Mm. Yep.
Okay, Chris, what else was in the news?
What else was in the news?
God damn that helicopter, by the way.
Oh, man, I like helicopters, but not all of them, it would seem.
Not that one. Nope.
Cannabis and COVID was in the news.
Yes, there's been a couple of stories about, this is all lab-based stuff, about the potential of different cannabis extracts to help.
Let's escape from the lab, like help for COVID. Let's escape that from the lab.
Well, in particular, they're looking at the cannabinoids rather than the plant itself. And, and yes, there was one study came out of Oregon, and that's the one that got all the news. There was actually another study that came out a few days beforehand out of Canada. Actually, I think it's a better study, had some better results, but it hasn't been in any media. The one from Oregon, it was finding that the acid forms of the cannabinoids were binding to the spike protein of the COVID with this great affinity that was neutralizing it, and it was doing that outside the cell and inside the cell, and so that was very interesting. And they thought, well, this is quite promising, and maybe this is it's very interesting, and it should be researched more. Other people have pointed out that the doses they were using were about 1,000 times higher than what you would typically achieve inside the human body.
Okay.
So in a cell, it's easy to saturate.
A thousand times?
Yeah.
I'll give that
easy.
A moon.
Well, you could give it a go. That's right. That's right.
It'll
be cost effective.
We'll put that brag to the test.
So whereas the other one out of was University of Waterloo in Ontario, and they found was that all the cannabinoids, but in particular the CBD and the CBG, I think they were finding, was priming the immune response of cells, and it was triggering this thing called apoptosis, which is a programmed cell death, and that normally doesn't happen, apparently, and I'm no COVID expert, I'm just saying what the paper said.
No, so, it is. That's, you know, what's so great
about
it.
So they're saying this is normally a slow response as part of the problem, and by having the CBD there, that response was initiated. The cell was shredding the virus and then killing itself to get rid of it, so it didn't become a little virus factory. And that was happening in infected cells, and then they also tried cells with no infection, and they had a better response too. They were primed. And then they said, well, hey, this is supporting this previous study, bear with me, that epilepsy patients, I think it was Michigan, they were getting official federally prescribed CBD, so that's why they could look at all the data. It wasn't just through a dispensary and that, this was through the federal program. And the epilepsy patients that had the CBD, that were on CBD, had a 10 times lower rate of catching COVID compared to non-CBD using patients. And so they're saying this potentially is it if they're pre-dosing with the CBD. But big caveat, this is lab stuff.
We're years away, a lot more
to be proven there. Yeah. But they were saying, well, basically, because it's kind of out there already, people are already using CBD, let's skip the animal trials, go straight to human trials, and let's just work it out and find out.
We got a text in here from someone saying that they're bored. Obviously not into the cannabis leaf. Just trying to think about everybody having a struggle out there, mate, and hang in there. I've got a little dank weed story here. Hey, BFM, here's my dank weed story. I had one edible biscuit last week on Friday and got zonked out of my mind. It only kicked in as I walked into the grocery store. Never again. Be careful with the edibles, guys. It does get processed a little bit differently, and it will kick in. So give it a good hour or whatever before you do anything, I reckon.
That's good advice there, too. And actually, because increased edible use is one of the responses to COVID, of course, with people doing less kind of joint smoking and sharing.
Yeah, don't make it your first cannabis experience either. Like, that's probably a bad idea, I'd say.
Mm. Chris, any hemp store news?
New thing at the shop is we have this substance to check if you have the old ketamine, whether it's what you're looking for or what you are trying to avoid. So we have a bit of a suite of reagent tests to test your own stuff. And this is a new one called a Morris reagent that's specially for ketamine. So that's just come in. We've just sent some down to Know Your Stuff too, so they can add that to their collection for their mobile stalls. Mm-hmm. And Dance Safe, who developed it in the States, they've been going since 1996, which is, 1997, same as the hemp store, our year of birth, 25 years ago. And we've been getting their products in that whole time, you know, these substance checking kits. And way back in, I think, 1998, testing pills at up on K Road there.
Oh, imagine in 1998, people fucking...
At the staircase. Down at the Gathering.
Sure would get rid of my headache. That's what I was talking about. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
See ya.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.